W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Hum by Helen Phillips, narrated by Kelly Burke. Part 1. Chapter 1. The needle inched closer to her eye and she tried not to flinch. Above her, the hum hovered, immaculate and precise. The steadiness of metal, the peace of a non-biological body. She'd heard of elderly people who at the end chose hum company over human company. The hum paused to dip its needle finger in antiseptic yet again, then re-extended its arm, a meticulous surgeon. Its labor was calm, deft, as hum labor always was. Yet the pain grew crisp as the needle moved across her skin toward the edge of her eye. A slender and relentless line of penetration. The numbing gel must be wearing off. She had twice endured childbirth by imagining her way out of her body, into a forest, the forest of her childhood, a faint path weaving among evergreens. But now the forest of her childhood was receding even in her memory. She needed to picture some other forest, not that particular forest, which was gone, burned. A forest. She tried to force her mind into a forest. The hum retracted the needle, and with the fingers of its other hand carefully reapplied numbing gel to the area around her eyes. She felt that the hum had read her mind, though she realized it was simply reacting to the mathematically dictated decrease in the gel's effectiveness over time. "Please let me know," the hum said, such a soothing voice, "when it is numb again, May." Long before hums existed, she was one of many hired to help refine and deepen the communicative abilities of artificial intelligence. She had taken satisfaction in the process, in the network's increasing conversational sophistication and nuance, and her small but meaningful role in that progress, until the network exceeded human training and no longer needed their input. But despite all those years of hours spent at her desk in dialogue with the network.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?